The Sikha that we're going to learn today is from Chelek Yud Gimel of Lakote Sikhas, Parshas Bamidbar, the second Sikha. This Sikha is a very complicated Rashi Sikha, where the Rebbe asks questions about many Rashis from in Perek Gimel, from Psukim Vav until Psukim Yud Beis. The beginning of Parshas Bamidbar talks about Hashem counting Bnei Yisrael, followed by the way that the Yidden were set up and the formation of the Shvatim around the Mishkan when they were settled. In Perek Gimel, the topic moves to talk primarily about the Levim and their job, and their help for Aaron and the help that they did for the rest of Bnei Yisrael. I am going to skip Ois Aleph, which speaks about many nuanced questions in the Rashis, because it may be hard to follow along if you're not looking at the Rashis in front of you, but I encourage you to learn it yourself if you'd like. And I'm going to go directly to Ois Beis, where the Rebbe is clarifying the questions, the answers to the questions, and as I do, I'll try to mention the questions that the Rebbe brings up that he is answering. So in Ois Beis, the Rebbe talks about how the psukim seem to be repetitive. And I'm going to read them now. Pasuk Vav says, Hashem told Moshe, Hakrev es mate Levi, bring the tribe of Levi near, v'hamadata oisoi, and have it stand up, lifnei Aaron ha-koyin, before Aaron the koyin, v'sharsu oisoi, and they should serve Aaron, v'shamru es mishmartoi, and they should take care to preserve his, meaning Aaron's, guardianship, Ves mishmeres kol ha'eda, and the guardianship of all of the congregation, lifnei oil ma'id, before the oil ma'id, la'aved es avoides ha'mishkan, to serve the service of the mishkan. Pasuk Ches says, v'shamru es kol klei oil ma'id, they should guard all the utensils in the oil ma'id, ves mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, and the watch of Bnei Yisrael, lavoid es avoides ha-mishkan, to serve in the service of the Mishkan. The Rebbe points out that these psukim seem to be repetitive, especially Pasuk Ches. What is it adding to what we have already said? And the Rebbe answers by saying, based on what Rashi is explaining, that the Levim actually have two jobs. One job is to protect the Mishkan and make sure that nobody that's not allowed to come to the Mishkan approaches. And the second job is to do their own unique work, which is carrying the Mishkan as they traveled, setting it up when they camped, and singing in the Mishkan. And these two types of work were different. Firstly, one was guarding a lav, a prohibition, that the czar, the stranger, lo yikarev, should not come close. The second work was a mitzvahs ase, things that they had to actively do. Another difference between the two jobs is the work of guarding the Mishkan was the responsibility of Aaron and the Kehanim, and the Levim were helping Aaron do that job, whereas the job of carrying, setting up, and singing in the Mishkan were jobs that the Levim were doing as their own unique job and service to the Mishkan. So we see Rashi drawing a distinction between these two jobs in his commentary to the Psukim. So the first thing that Rashi says is in Pasuk Vav, Vesharsu Oisoi, Mahu Hasheiros, what was the service? They should preserve his guardianship. Since Aaron is obligated to guard the Mishkan, so no stranger should approach, as it said, you, Aaron, your sons, and your father's house with you shall bear responsibility for the sin of defiling the Mishkan, and these Levim help them in this service. So Rashi's already setting the tone that Pasuk Vav is talking about the one job of the Levim, which is to help Aaron and make sure that no stranger approaches the Mishkan. In Pasuk Zayin, on the words Veshamru es Mishmartoi, they should take care to preserve his, meaning Aaron's, guardianship. Rashi here says any position to which a person is appointed to that requires his active management is called a watch. So Veshamru, he needs to watch very close to make sure that nobody comes close to entering the Mishkan. Pasuk Ches, by contrast, Rashi says something different. In Pasuk Ches, Veshamru es kol klei oihal moyed, Ves mishmeres b'nei Yisroel, they should guard the utensils of the oihal moyed, and the watch of b'nei Yisroel. Here, Rashi understands from the words that they should guard the kelim of the oihal moyed, that the Torah is now moving on to talk about their unique job to carry the kelim of the oihal moyed and to sing in the Mishkan. And therefore, Rashi says that v'es mishmeres b'nei Yisroel, the watch of b'nei Yisroel, this is not talking about them watching b'nei Yisroel, meaning that they need to help or make sure that b'nei Yisroel doesn't approach the oihal moyed. Here Rashi says v'es mishmeres b'nei Yisroel means that all of b'nei Yisroel were obligated to provide for the needs of the Mishkan. And the Leviim merely served in their place as their shluchim, their surrogates. So Pasuk Ches has now segued to talking about the role of the Leviim to help carry the kelim of the Mishkan. And the reason Rashi says that it mentions B'nai Yisrael is not because the Leviim here were warning B'nai Yisrael not to come close, but because the Leviim were actually doing their job on behalf of B'nai Yisrael. It was everybody's obligation, and the Leviim took charge and did it for them. In Pasuk Ches, we see that Rashi translates the word Mishmeres, the watch or the guard, very differently than he did earlier. Here, Mishmeres, Rashi does not translate it as guarding the Mishkan to make sure that nobody that shouldn't approach approaches it as he did earlier. But here, the Mishmeres is actually referring to the work that B'nai Yisrael were obligated to do and the Leviim did on their behalf. Pasuk Tes then goes back to talk about the Leviim's first job, helping guard the Mishkan. As it says, you should place the Leviim in the charge of Aaron and his sons. They are presented to him from amongst B'nai Yisrael, meaning that the Leviim had a job to help Aaron and his sons protect the Mishkan. And here Rashi comments on the words Me'es B'nai Yisrael, because here Rashi wants to show us that it's not talking any longer about the Leviim doing their jobs as shluchim of B'nai Yisrael, who are also obligated to provide for the needs of the Mishkan. But here Rashi's talking about, here Rashi says, the Pasuk says, they are Me'es B'nai Yisrael, from among B'nai Yisrael, meaning mitoich, meaning that the rest of the they are chosen from the rest of the congregation. The Leviim were selected by Hashem for this decree. Meaning here, Rashi says, Me'es B'nai Yisrael means they are not acting as agents of the rest of B'nai Yisrael, but here they are separate, mitoich. Hashem singled them out to do the job on behalf for Aaron and the Kohanim of guarding the Mishkan. So we see that Pasuk Vav and Zayin were talking about the first job of the Leviim to guard the Mishkan. Pasuk Ches is talking about the second job of the Leviim to do their own unique proactive work. Pasuk Tes is going back to talking about the job of the Leviim to protect the Mishkan as a service to the Kohanim. And now the Rebbe says that Pasuk Yud Beis is going back to talking about the second job of the Leviim, which is to do their proactive work. What does Pasuk Yud Beis say? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemer, that's Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vani hine lakachti es ha-Leviim mitoich b'nei Yisrael, behold, I have taken the Leviim from amongst b'nei Yisrael, tachas kol b'char petarechem b'nei Yisrael, instead of the firstborns of b'nei Yisrael, v'hayu li ha-Leviim, and the Leviim are mine. Here the Pasuk is talking about the job of the Leviim on behalf of b'nei Yisrael, not on behalf of Aaron. And Rashi makes that very clear, commenting on the word mitoich b'nei Yisrael, by saying that b'nei Yisrael hire their that the Bnei Yisrael must hire them to serve me. That it's actually the Yidden's job to hire the Levim to serve Hashem on their behalf. And this is one of the questions that the Rebbe had asked earlier. Pasuk Tes, Rashi comments on the word Me'es Bnei Yisrael and says that the Levim are singled out and different from Bnei Yisrael, Mitoich Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Yudbeis, where you have the word Mitoich Bnei Yisrael, the Levim from amongst Bnei Yisrael. And here Rashi says something so different that the Bnei Yisrael hired them to serve him and talks about how the Levim are there in place of the firstborns, and the reason being because Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yudbeis are talking about two different jobs of the Levim. Pasuk Tes talking about the job of the Levim to protect the Mishkan from any strangers coming close. This was a work that they did for Aaron, because it was primarily Aaron and the Kohanim's responsibility. And Pasuk Beis talking about the role of the Levim to set up the Mishkan and to sing in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. This is also seen in Rashi's comment in Pasuk Yudbeis, Va'ani hine lakachti, behold, I have taken the Levim, and Rashi says, what is my right to them? And then going on to say that his right to them is that they are taking the place of the Bechoris of Bnei Yisrael. But here, clearly, Rashi's elucidating and illuminating the fact that Pasuk Yudbeis is talking about the second job of the Levim, their own unique job in the Mishkan. And Hashem is talking about what a schus he has to have the Levim work for him doing their unique job. Another way that Rashi is explaining, clarifying, and organizing the two jobs of the Levim based on the Psukim is the way Rashi clarifies Pasuk Tes, which we said is talking about the job of the Levim to guard the Mishkan from any strangers coming close. There the Pasuk says, V'nasata es ha-Levim la'aron u'levanam nesunim nesunim he'mali. You should put the Levim in the charge of Aaron and his sons. They are presented to him. Now, this same expression, nesunim nesunim, is spoken about the Levim in Parshas Baloischa, and there Rashi comments on the double lashon and says that they are given over, they are nesunim, for carrying the kelim, and they are given over also for singing in the Mishkan. And that's the reason for the double lashon. And yet here Rashi makes no mention of the significance of the double lashon, nesunim nesunim. And that is because this pasuk is not talking about the job of the Levim in singing and carrying the kelim. This pasuk is talking about the job of the Levim in protecting the Mishkan. And therefore, Rashi doesn't mention that it is their that nesunim nesunim is referring to their job of carrying it and singing. Rashi does say that nisunim hemaloi is la'azara, for assistance, again clarifying that Pasuk Tes is talking about the role of the Levim in assisting the Kaihanim in their job of protecting the Mishkan. So to review, Pasuk Vav and Zayin are speaking about the role of the Levim in protecting the Mishkan on behalf of of Aaron and the Kohanim. Pasuk Ches is talking about the Levim's role in doing the Avoida in the Mishkan that was theirs, setting up the Mishkan and the Kalim, carrying it when they traveled and singing in the Mishkan. Pasuk Tes reverts back to speaking about the job of the Levim in protecting the Mishkan from any stranger approaching. And Pasuk Yudbeis speaks about the role of the Levim in their own unique job and their own avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And in each Pasuk, Rashi clarifies how the words in the Pasuk are not repetitive, but they are unique to expressing this particular role of the Levim. The lesson that the Rebbe learns from all of this is that the Rambam says that it's not only Shevet Levi, but any Jew who wants to donate, of any Jew of a generous spirit who wants to separate himself and stand before Hashem and serve him, he is as holy as the Kodesh Kedoshim. He becomes a holy man. He becomes like a Levi. What about somebody who hasn't reached that level of donating their spirits, meaning they haven't reached that level of donating and dedicating their entire life to serve Hashem, and therefore they may feel that they can't be a Levi? So here Rashi is giving a strong message to the Ben Chamesh LaMikra, to the person learning the Torah, in telling us that they are Me'es B'nei Yisrael. I'm sorry, Rashi gives the strong message that's brought in Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Yud Beis, the two psukim that are discussing the job of the Levim, that the Levim were acting on behalf of B'nai Yisrael. As Rashi says in Pasuk Ches, Be'es Mishmeres B'nai Yisrael does not mean that they needed to watch B'nai Yisrael and make sure that B'nai Yisrael didn't come close, because that is not the role of the Levim described in Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches is saying that they were the Mishmeres of B'nai Yisrael because it was everybody's obligation to provide the needs of the Mishkan. The Levim were just doing it in their place. And likewise in Pasuk Yud Beis, about the words Mitoich B'nai Yisrael, Rashi also says that they were acting on behalf of B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, the Rebbe explains that Rashi is trying to give us the message that the Levim are not separate and unique and distinct from all Yidden, but it is everybody's job to serve Hashem, to dedicate their lives to serve Hashem and make a Dira B'Tachtonim. And the Levim are doing it on their behalf, but everybody has their part. Everybody is connected to the job. Everybody can be a Levi, and everybody is connected to the Levim in their job and their shluchos of making the world a Dira B'Tachtonim.